Steve, I can understand you've been gutted, etc., etc. What was your view on the 90 minutes?
Well, I thought we played very well second half and didn't do enough first half. For whatever reason that was, first half, we were so passive and everything around us was not right. So second half, we were much, much, much better. And then you need a break. I mean, the big decisions for me went against us. The boy Fredericks could easily have seen a red card. Maybe we might have got a penalty second half. But I think the overriding thing of disappointment, especially with the way we were first half, and we did much better second, couldn't get the break, which obviously we need.
I presume you've seen the replays of that Frederick incident.
I didn't have to see the replays, it was right in front of me.
Right in front of the assistant referee, the fourth official
as well. And for me, he stamped on him. Stamped on him, it was blatant right in front of me. And I came away not bleating and shouting and bawling and all the rest of it to let the referees do their job. But it was a shocking challenge when I seen it. And apparently I haven't seen it back on TV. I seen it at the time. But they're the things that go against you. But still the overriding disappointment is how we performed in the first half.
Yeah. Even when you put it on in second, still, like you say, we might have been a bit of a break here, but there weren't a lot of shots that Bettinelli had to save.
No, there was none. There was none really at ours too. You know, it's we put all with attack and play that we've got and just didn't quite break for us or a clear opening. I suppose the big thing in the game was Jack's dribble and he gets through and big chance, and we've probably had one or two or three big chances, which in a big occasion like that, as cagey as it was, you have to take.
I presume you're going to now take a period of reflection, work out where next for Aston Villa, because it's going to have to be a big summer.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, but let's not forget, you know, we're a huge club with a wonderful tradition and history and great support. So yes, it's going to be difficult times ahead because of, you know, parachute payments not being there. And but you know, as long as we can find a path through this year, we've had to wheel and deal and loan players and this, that and the other, so we'll have to be careful in our approach and we'll try again.
Just finally from me, how much have you got to dust yourself down and go again now?
Well, listen, I'm in charge of a really great club. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Until I hear otherwise, then I'll continue to try and give me best and get the club where it needs to be. With disappointment, I'm always, well, give me 2-3 days and dust myself down and get ready to go again.